It's time now for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It's WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at around 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show. Presented by PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. And we are joined in the studio by Gene Bolduc, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler, to help us out with Kids Q today. How are you?
Well, you know, I'm good. I think I heard you say on my way in that you were promising me sunshine all next week. Is that correct?
I promised rain-free most of next week.
Rain-free most of next week.
There will be some clouds.
True.
It might rain at the end of the week.
Okay.
But no rain Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah. You know, I am so ready for that. I don't know if everybody else feels like my joints feel, but man, I am ready for that.
We had a nice afternoon yesterday for a couple of
hours
there. Yeah, that was pretty good.
I went to the window mystified at what that bright, shining orb was. But it was actually quite nice yesterday.
February is supposed to be a gray month, I think.
That's true.
Yeah.
And that's why we're ready to have it be done now.
Yes. We're only a few days away.
I can't believe it's almost March.
Yeah, right?
My madness is coming.
Yeah.
It's coming back.
Yeah.
It started Wednesday night and it's just continuing on.
Or at least come March, you will have an excuse for being mad in the first place.
Yes, you'll have
a ready-made excuse.
I'll have my branding, you know,
right.
Everything all set.
It's the madness, but it's March madness, so that's okay.
Yes, but it's March madness, so that's okay.
Are you ready for Kids Q?
Oh, of course.
All right, everyone get around the radio. Here is today's Kids Q question. I like this one. What would you like to try someday that scares you right now?
Skydiving or zip lining. I want to be as brave as Dolores, from Empowerment, Doris Bailey, who told me, I think a couple of years ago, actually, that she just spent some great time with her grandkids and that she went ziplining.
Oh, ziplining, super
fun. Are you
fun.
Kidding me? And she said, oh, yeah. She said, I never did that before, but it was so much fun. And I have a real thing about heights.
Okay.
And my thing is, thing not a thing?
Right.
It's a thing. I hate them.
Okay.
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 I can't watch the roller coaster thing on TV, okay, because my stomach drops out like that, like when you're going over. I'd like to get past that. I'd like the idea of it.
Right.
It just looks like so much fun.
Yeah.
But I couldn't do it.
Skydiving is so far off my list that it scares me, and I don't want to try it someday.
Oh, well, okay.
Zip lining, for me, is super fun. I've done it a couple of times,
okay.
And it's great.
And here you are.
And here I am. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
They hook you into a couple of different wires, so
yes.
In case that little voice in the back of your mind goes, what happens if the wire breaks? No, there's like two or three other wires. It's
right,
fine. And it was great.
Yeah. And once you sign your will and give all the papers over, they say, okay, you're ready to go.
Yeah. We've also done, Brad's the one who's been getting me kind of a little bit more out of my comfort zone. So we've done that. We've done whitewater rafting, which was super fun.
Right.
We did hang gliding at Jockey's Ridge on the Outer Banks.
Very scary.
That was super fun, too.
Yeah, wow.
Because, like, it's just like a beginner's training session.
Right.
So you go off the ground and you get that feeling of being up in the air.
Right.
But honestly,
like 12 feet in the air.
If even, you're maybe a few feet off the ground, and when you land on soft sand.
Right,
so,
okay.
It's very cool.
So that would feel like what it would be like to be like a human kite.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly what it feels like.
That would be a good experience, because there's not that much of, I'm going to land and break both of my legs.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is going to be awful.
Yeah, that does not happen on Jockey's
really
Ridge.
That, no.
For me, though, the thing that I want to try someday that scares me right now is I'm still getting out of my comfort zone on roller coasters. We're going to Busch Gardens sometime this summer, which from what I've gathered is nothing but roller coasters and dinky little kiddie rides and not a whole lot in between.
Yeah.
So be doing some roller coastering there. When we were down in Disney World / Universal Studios last fall, I did a couple of additional rides that I had not done before. I did the Everest roller coaster. I did the Tower of Terror. and loved them both.
Yeah,
like, they
kids,
were super
my
fun.
Kids did the Tower of Terror. Now, I've been on Space Mountain a couple of times.
Space Mountain's fun.
Space Mountain is really fascinating. For me, that was much easier because the whole thing about Space Mountain is...
It's in the dark.
You're completely in the dark.
Yeah.
And so you don't have that visual reference. You're just being tossed around.
Right.
And all that stuff.
For me, Space Mountain is more problematic because you don't have that
visual. Because you don't have it. And see, for me, it solves the I'm afraid of being way up here.
Exactly.
Thing. So it's funny how it kind of works, you know, or it sort of completely works or it completely doesn't work.
Yep.
I had my niece with me. The last time I was on there, I had my niece with me. And we went through the whole, we had a speed pass. So we went quickly through the line.
That's good.
And got on there, and she didn't realize it was a roller coaster. And so she was about, I don't know, maybe 12 at the time. She's a high school math teacher now, so
right.
No worries. But at the time, she was about 12. She got on the ride, and the whole ride, and I won't recreate this for you on the radio for the sake of the listeners, but it was just imagine a kid with taking a deep, deep breath and then just screaming relentlessly and then only pausing to take another deep breath and then screaming some more. And all the time I'm thinking, and my brother, her father, is right in front of us.
Yes.
And I'm thinking to myself, when we get off the roller coaster, she's just going to be hysterical and upset, and this child is traumatized, and I've been part of it, and I feel terrible about this.
She wanted to do it 6 more times.
She just wanted to go on again immediately. She said, well, you know, you experience joy slightly different from your Aunt Jean. But yeah, that really was. It certainly gets hold of you.
Yeah. I did not do the Hulk coaster the last time we were down there, and that's the one that I need to like get over my fear and get on and just do it.
I think I'm at that age where I'm like, you kids go ahead. I'll hold your candy and you guys go ahead.
Yeah. Will you then eat the candy while they're on the ride? Because that's the advantage.
Almost certainly.
If you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter and tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main. Works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ.